John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, is Mike Albanese. Hey, Mike.
What's up, pal?
Nothing much. What's happening with you?
Not much. I can't see you, so I gotta ask, how's the face? You still rocking that dumb mustache?
Tell me about it, Rip Van Winkle, with that beard.
Buddy, I'm committed to this thing, just like you. I'm in this for life. I'm just terrified of what's underneath it, so it's staying.
Speaking of terrifying things, what's out on the street outside your apartment?
Man, listen, it's a complete mess up here. I mean, it's not as bad as it was, but in the heat of this thing, it was a full disaster. On my block is one of the Mount Sinai hospitals,
right?
And they had body trucks out on the street.
Oh,
it was like the refrigerator truck. It was crazy. I live near Randall's Island up here, and that's where they were staging all of them. And I was on a walk down there, and I could see them, probably 100 freezer tractor trailers that they were building shelves in for dead bodies. It's crazy. I know a lot of places around the world or around the country are like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But, you know, I mean, Florida and Arizona are about to find out that maybe they were wrong.
Yeah. You could have gone back to Mayfair, but no, you had to live in New York.
Yeah, trust me, I'd rather 100% rather be two feet from body bags piling up the street than have to go to Mayfair.
So how have you been spending the past 3.5 months?
Just trying not to kill my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
We moved in, first time I've ever lived with a woman. I'm unfortunately 36 years old and I've never lived with a girlfriend. And I moved into her apartment February 1st. Then the world shut down.
2 weeks later.
March 12th or whatever, yeah. So I picked the perfect time to try to be an adult.
Uh-huh. And are you still together?
Yeah. Surprisingly, it's been a lot easier than I thought it would be. And then she just went, she's from Binghamton, uh-huh, upstate New York. So she went home to visit her family. She got the test, the Rona test, and she's free and clear. So she went up to visit, and it's a full party down here. I haven't put clothes on in 3 days. The trash is piled up, and I'm fine with it. I'm totally cool with it. I haven't flushed the toilet in 2 days either. I'm letting it build.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. But the other part people don't like to tell you is this, the rest of that rhyme is, if it's brown, I don't care.
So how is your girlfriend making the money for you two?
It's exactly that. She's making the money for the two of us. She has a job, a regular job, a good job. It's pretty good. She's a good kid. Yeah. I got lucky. I hope she's not hearing this. I don't need her to get an attitude about this. If she finds out that I'm really into her, I'm screwed. I lose my advantage.
So how's the comedy healthcare program? What's that like?
I'm self-employed.
Right.
But I applied for regular unemployment because in 2019, in January, I worked at an axe throwing bar.
Okay.
December, January is always dead for comedy for me. Like, I just don't have anything going on. So my friend opened up one of those axe throwing places. And so I worked there to just make a couple bucks and also help them out. So I had like $200 in taxes I paid from that.
Right.
And I applied for unemployment and they quickly said no. They were like, you still owe us money. But then they opened it up to self-employed people. And it took me 3 months to get approved. And I finally got approved. And then they backpaid me from, like, the beginning of March.
Wow.
Which was insane. I thought for sure that I was going to get, you know, screwed out of that. But I got the money, and now I'm, I bought probably 4 or 5 new pairs of Nikes. It's been good. I've been spending it wisely.
You sort of glossed over this. You worked at an axe-throwing place. Now, if somebody said, draw a coworker at an axe-throwing place, I would literally draw you. With a flannel shirt on.
It was a fun job. And they did an episode of Billions, and they filmed it there, and they put me in it because I'm the only one that looked like I worked there. Everyone else was like these, you know, guys that they grow lizards for fun, and, you know, it's really weird. I wish that was a joke. I wish I wrote that grow lizards, but there was a guy there that, like, his day job was breeding bearded dragons, or as he called it, bearded dragons. So, if that tells you anything. He likes to eat grasshoppers. Right. There's a bunch of comic friends that live on my block and like in my neighborhood. So we've been sitting on the corner. We all bought outdoor lounge chairs and we bring them out to the street every day. And we look like 90-year-old Greek men just screaming at people on the street. Just sitting there with our feet up, judging people, yelling at people as they walk by. It comes natural, and it feels great.
Has anybody reacted to you guys?
Yeah, we got yelled at by a guy yesterday because we were outside his window, and we were at this fire hydrant, like, on the corner where they got, like, the two poles.
Right.
And then the fire hydrant in the middle.
Right.
There was all this, like, schmuck on the top. It was, like, this dirt, greasy stuff, and we were like, what the heck is this? He comes by and says, "Oh, I put all this goo here because I don't want people hanging around outside my window." Like, he poisoned it so that nobody would sit on it. And this is, I'm not making this up. He goes, "I put this here so that nobody hangs out. If you hang up too loud, I got a machine gun inside. Anyway, how do you feel about the corona?" I was like, "Hey, man, you can't gloss over having a machine gun. That's not the aside. That's the whole conversation."
But did anybody else notice that his Greek guy is Brian Callen?
All my impressions are basically just a variation of Borat. So Borat light, Borat heavy.
Well, Mike, look, we hope you stay well. All right, I'll watch out for Greek guys with guns. All right. And for those of you who want to follow Mike, you can find him on Twitter as Big Man Mike. And stay off of TikTok because nobody wants to see you dance.
No.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.